And welcome to Community Kitchen. We started at the tail end of Christmas cooking last week, doing desserts. So I thought we'd start right at the very start. Let's talk about just small nibbles, things that we do around that Christmas time. And I guess one of the things that I have mentioned before is the expense of cheeses and crackers, and you have little bits left over. Whereas if you can incorporate something that you're actually using within the kitchen and within your actual eating mentality, your kitchen, then it becomes something that's a little bit more interesting. For example, we're going to talk about risotto. What a good thing, because you have it as a family meal, make that little bit extra, then you've got your arancini. You can use different dressings, for example, that you have used, that you can use for making a different salad. We're going to be talking about some oysters with a really good little chili dressing, which of course would be fantastic with some barbecue chicken. So you're sort of doing things with two purpose, which I like to cook like that. I guess if you're busy, you like to think about, number one, I guess, being a little bit creative with what you have, and number two, not spending a fortune, because I've always found it's those little tiny things that really add up. And of course, on Community Kitchen, we talk about looking at a budget. We talk about what we can do to help the family budget move that little bit further. Spring rolls, they're fantastic. I know that you can buy them in the supermarket at a cheap cost in a box, but what a nice pleasure it is when you make your own and you know exactly what's going in there. And seafood's not an expensive thing. I mean, it's the same as meat. If you buy a smaller portion of good quality, you really do get value for your money. So something like prawns, where you're using a really intense flavour. You can do shredded cabbage and a few goodies like that in there, some shallots, some garlic, some ginger, and make them a little bit interesting. You can just do your grated vegetables, which even kids seem to enjoy that. But thinking along the same lines as the roll-ups, your wonton cups, when you're using those to make your wonton wrappers, they become an excellent way to put something like a really fantastic little Asian salad in there. If you've made that lime dressing, that chili lime dressing for the oysters, maybe a little bit of that drizzled over a nice Asian salad. And whether it be just with cabbage and coriander and grated carrots and all those usual suspects that you use in making, say, Vietnamese type of or Thai-based salad, they become something that's quite delicious. Fritters, for example, they are such a good carrier. And I'm sure that you've been out to the restaurants that they've got corn fritters or zucchini fritters, and for a breakfast with those with a couple of eggs on top, it's probably about $22-$25. They are so easy to make, and you can change your flours around and have a different texture. You can use an almond meal, all different types of flours. A rye make beautiful fritters, and create little mini pancakes at the same time. Usually I find if I just use one egg, one cup of self-raising and one cup of milk, they become quite good. Let them sit a little while, let the batter sit, and that's something that you can use for breakfast the next day. But something like a corn fritter, by putting that little bit of chopped up chili in there, some coriander, it's delicious. Put a char-grilled prawn on top of it with a dressing, and it's pretty swish, but it hasn't cost you a fortune. Pancakes, of course, they're beautiful. And even with the grated potato cakes, taking them to a different type of potato cake where you're using different veggies, you might want to use, a grated turnip or a sweet potato, remembering they will burn a little bit with the sweetness in the sweet potato. But number one trick to any of those really beautiful crunchy grated potato cakes is to extract the juice. So you're going to be grating them into a tea towel and squeezing all that juice out, add an egg, a bit of flour, and whatever flavourings you want in there, salt and pepper, of course. But they are fantastic just by putting the cream fraiche, or you can just use cream cheese, some salmon, some capers, chopped up parsley. Just delicious, not expensive at all. baby sandwiches. They are really good. Use some of your little scone cutters and make some great little shapes. I don't know whether you remember years and years ago, and it would have been, you know, it was a big fashion to have asparagus spear rolled up into a sandwich roll. Well, you can change these around now and do some pretty groovy things in there. And once again, they look really great. I know that a lot of people have office parties. How nice is it when you do that and you have some really nice homemade stuff in there? Salmon fish cakes. You know, you can make these even tastier than what you imagine just by adding that little bit of extra flavour. And it's something you can have for dinner at the same time. You can use salmon, you can use tuna, but by just putting a little bit extra mixture in there or serving them with, for example, a preserved lemon mayo, it just takes it up to that next level. So just the very back to basics recipe can have that little twist that gives you that little bit of an edge. And we all look forward to that, don't we? Like there's something that tastes that little bit nicer just by being a little bit more creative. And we're going to be talking about that today because I think that's the essence of enjoying food. That's just that little bit different. And let's face it, Christmas time, you know, you start to look about what can I have on my family table, because you want to have a day of enjoying not only your company but eating and just putting your feet up for a day, which is fantastic. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some seafood ideas and bringing back some of those real old favourites, probably from the Babette Hayes days of entertaining, or some of the wonderful things that Margaret Fulton did. Fantastic food, not forgotten, just changed a little bit. And let's look at those very shortly when we come back with Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking tidbits, little things to serve, whether it be a Christmas party, you're having a few drinks, you're having a few friends around, you've got an office party, or you just want to serve some goodies with your family and your guests for Christmas Day. So we're using our very basic recipes and we're just changing them around a little bit. Skewered prawns are fantastic, but you can also just add that little bit more to the batter, for example. I did honey prawns on the weekend and the batter was so easy because it was just corn flour and I used soda water and a bit of plain flour in there and just let that sit for a while. And it was a really lovely batter. It sat really nicely. I put one egg in there. And it sat really nicely with the prawns. But if you actually thread the prawns onto a skewer and then roll them in the batter, then you could do something in the flour, even if it's a coconut. That's always delicious. And serving those with a different type of dipping sauce. Meatballs, fantastic. You can even press the, say if you were doing a pork and beef, you can press that around a skewer. You can put some bulgur wheat in there like you use when you're making a tabbouleh. Some good spices and they're beautiful. They really are nice. And do a shiraz mayonnaise dip or something like that because you want to have that bit of spice in there. Pork belly and pickles. I know that when my sister and I were catering a lot, we'd do so many little tidbits. And one of the most favourite ones that we used to do was a pork belly and we'd make apple pickles. And they were just delicious, that real tart of the apple and the fatty, crunchy taste of the pork belly is just fantastic together. Now hummus, I notice, has taken another bit of a throw out back on that menu platter, and there's so many different ways to do it. Hummus is a lovely thing to enjoy. It's really good to eat, to dip crackers in. But I'm finding that a lot of the recipes are showing now that putting the roast vegetables, like if you roast off some parsnips, some sweet potatoes, some pumpkins with some spices in the oven, and then blend that into the hummus. It just gives it a gutsier flavour, I guess. It carries a little bit more flavour with it. And, of course, that is beautiful to use as a base on a platter. If you're doing, say, for example, you do some honey carrots or something like that, some nice, lovely slices of eggplant that have been marinated and grilled on the barbecue, even tomatoes, small tomatoes that have been grilled on the barbecue that have been marinated, they sit so well on top of a really good flavoured hummus. And it looks great, tastes wonderful. But you could have that hummus also just as a dip with your veggies, your crackers, even sprinkling it for something a little bit different with a dukkah, and maybe use some macadamia nuts, some roasted sesame seeds, some black sesame seeds, some crushed cumin seeds, and that would look spectacular and taste even better. I mentioned before about risotto. I think risotto is a fantastic thing. And you can pre-make them, throw them in the freezer, and when it's time, you just have to bring them out and cook them. They don't take very long, and they are very delicious. Once again, economical, and you can put some different flavours in there. You can make something as very, very simple as a saffron risotto. You can start to put the different flavours in, like make a mushroom, or I really love a corn risotto. I think it's beautiful. And, of course, I've mentioned making a beetroot risotto. And rather than using a white wine at the start of the risotto cooking, use a red wine. And you'll be absolutely amazed how well that goes with a steak and how beautiful it tastes. It's actually a little bit sweet because of the beetroot. I just use grated beetroot and put the grated beetroot straight into the risotto as I'm cooking it. It looks spectacular. The colour is just really beautiful. And once again, it's something that you can have a dish and enjoy, even if it's a week ahead, and you can enjoy that, make extra. The next day, roll up your arancini and roll them in the breadcrumbs and put them in the freezer all ready to go. So these are the things that we're sharing today. You can actually get ahead of yourself and do a few good little tricks. Oysters, I was amazed at one of the really big supermarkets that everyone knows, the American supermarkets. The deal they have on oysters is incredible. And have a look around locally, because I know that we have some really good oyster suppliers. But something like a dressing with 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 1 tablespoon of fish sauce, 1 tablespoon of caster sugar, 2 chilies, and 1 garlic crushed and mixed in, absolutely fantastic. Just on oysters, it's lovely. But once again, it could be something that you're using on top of your salad that you've put in your wonton cups or your spring roll, and you can make a big jar of that, and I'm sure you're going to use it on lots. Even the coconut prawns, fantastic. The pork belly, however you're changing it around, one little dipping sauce can actually be for a couple of different things that you can use maybe on your dinner tonight and on the Christmas table in the next week. And that's the beautiful thing about cooking, is just getting a little bit creative and thinking ahead. And that's why I do love a menu, because I think it makes it easier for everybody. When we come back, we're going to talk some really old favourites, which I think are long forgotten but fantastic. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We've been talking Christmas get-togethers. We started talking about dessert last week, so I thought we better start at the front and some little tidbits and nibbles. And, of course, we're talking about the back-to-basics ideas of getting one simple recipe and changing it. Now, everyone loves a Kilpatrick. I mean, I think they're fantastic. But this particular recipe I found it's the new oyster Kilpatrick. And what they're doing here is they're using an echalot, thinly sliced, some salt flakes, red wine vinegar, dried chorizo, finely chopped, 1 tablespoon of brandy, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire, 1/4 teaspoon of Tabasco. And you need some little lemon for putting them on. So basically you're going to place the eschalot in the bowl, the shallots, and using your fingers, rub in the sea salt, add the vinegar and set aside to serve. They're going to be a little pickle. And just we talked about making some beautiful pickles a little while ago. These will also be a great topping for an open roast beef sandwich. So if you've got something like a rye bread or a French breadstick, put a really good bit of mustard on there and place some rare roast beef, which of course you had for dinner the night before and you got a bit of leftover, and a purple pickled onion on top. Even if you want to grate that egg yolk, it looks really special when you see that grated. Sometimes you'll notice in the more swishy restaurants, they'll put that over their Caesar and it looks really excellent. But mixing that sauce together, beautiful. And you're going to be putting all the other ingredients and grilling those and just serving that with a lemon wedge and just a little bit of the onion. That's the new look apparently, which is good. A prawn cocktail. I always think this is something that is really sad that we've stopped serving it because it is beautiful. But in this particular recipe, they do a barbecued prawn cocktail, which would be nice too because prawns are lovely. But using the prawn cocktail, you're using a whole egg mayo, tomato sauce and some thin cream, Worcestershire sauce and Tabasco. And that's going to give you that lovely soft pink sauce. Play with those flavours. You'll know exactly what you want. But in the actual cocktail itself, you can have some avocados, some coriander leaves, some lime juice, and just make it a little bit different. But absolutely fantastic because at the same time, if you didn't want to do it in a cocktail glass, you could always serve the actual prawn rolled up in a little cos lettuce leaf, which would be just a beautiful way to do it. But a prawn cocktail, absolutely swish, and it looks gorgeous at the same time. Vol-au-vents. You've seen them in the supermarket. They're still there in a little tray that you can buy them or you can make your own. Something like that, I think, why bother? Buy them because they're a perfect size. Now, with that, you use a white-based sauce if you want. I think they're lovely if you make a really good mushroom sauce. You can make a curried prawn. I mean, my mum used to make a curried prawn and put them in the vol-au-vent, and we love that. An oyster sauce. Someone makes a, like a white sauce and puts beautiful oysters in there. But a vol-au-vent is a nice thing because, I don't know, everyone seems to enjoy a pastry. I know I do. And that would just be a really easy thing to do because you only have to make the white sauce ahead of time, a good bechamel. Just put it in the fridge. You don't have to always put the actual ingredients in straight away. But you can make a whole different combination. But if you're making a mushroom, for example, you want to saute those mushrooms, get some good flavour in there, maybe just putting some wine in there so it'll dissipate while cooking and putting that into the sauce. Maybe putting something on top, whether it be a really good Parmesan cheese. But if I'm doing a mushroom sauce, I'm going to put a fair bit of cheese in there anyway. And that would be just so tasty in a vol-au-vent. Something as simple as even a salmon sauce, a white sauce, would be perfect. But these old things are long forgotten. And yet I think that they're really, really good combinations that someone created a long time ago. And how can we possibly forget the devils on horseback? And I know that we used to have these as kids. They'd be pitted prunes and you're going to be rolling them with bacon. And then this particular recipe, they like to actually sprinkle rosemary over the bacon and wrap around each prune and place in a really high-sided baking tray lined with baking paper and refrigerate ready to cool, because this particular one, they have actually stuffed the prune with some cheese. So that's going to be quite hot. But when you actually roast the prunes until the bacon is starting to brown, you're going to coat that just towards the end with some vinegar and sugar. And what that's going to do is give a lovely caramelization. We never had it fancy like that. We just had prunes wrapped around bacon. Of course, the pit removed. And I love that. It was that smoky flavour with the sweetness of the prunes. But I think that glaze could be really delicious. It'd be a little bit the same type of idea of grilling that the bacon and the oyster. And, of course, you can always do the oysters with the bacon and grill those. And a friend was saying the other day that they often have deep-fried oysters, and you can buy them already crumbed from the shops. But a good way to do it apparently is to freeze the oyster, have everything ready and crumb them and just cook them straight away frozen, and they're absolutely scrumptious. So I hope I've inspired you to get a bit creative this Christmas. I know that we've all been chatting in our family about what we're wanting and what we should have. And I think that's the joy about Christmas, a little bit of sharing. Until next week, enjoy your week and join us next Tuesday with Community Kitchen.